This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The bad respiratory season is showing signs of easing after hitting Colorado hard. Statewide, COVID-19 case counts are going down, although they remain high. The positivity rate, the percentage of positive tests, has plateaued and started to drop. Dr. Rachel Herlihy, the state epidemiologist, says COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped by more than 50 last week.
We have seen a nice steady decrease in hospitalizations due to COVID-19 recently.
After an early season spike of RSV, hospitalizations are also steadily decreasing among all age groups. However, flu hospitalizations remain relatively high compared to previous seasons. Denver police say they received no overnight reports of stolen puffers Thursday morning. Those are cars that sit idly and unattended while warming up. Denver police spokesperson Jay Casillas says this type of auto theft is common in colder temperatures.
Unfortunately, we have people that steal these cars are looking for just that, right? They're just driving around the neighborhoods and try to find cars that they can take easily.
Casillas says more owners are staying with their vehicles while they're running or using remote starters. Overall, auto thefts continue to climb in Metro Denver. The Air Force Academy football team plays in the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl tonight in Fort Worth, Texas. CPR's Tony Gorman reports kickoff is set for 5:30.
Air Force makes its fifth appearance in the Armed Forces Bowl. The 9-3 Falcons face Baylor, who finished 6-6 during the regular season. The team is led by running back Brad Roberts. The senior was named Mountain West Conference Player of the Year after setting the school's single-season rushing record. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And more news at CPR.org.